Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. I am Tamara Judge and
I am Teddy Mellencamp. I'm sure we just confused you all with the change of intro, but I am a giver. I am a giver on a Monday morning.
Don't. Oh my God. I can't tell you how special I feel today.
Today I am acts of service and words of affirmation.
Oh my God. Yeah. Heart be still. Heart be still.
The compliments will be coming in hot as well. I just am really feeling nice and
they're going to be like, Teddy, you are growing as a person.
Know where I wasn't growing? So I had a good workout this morning. The entire family, we're all working out. We're like laughing, enjoying our time. I do my posts like Monday sets the tone. We're all in a good place. And then I get the kids off to school and I go and I'm trying to enjoy a little breakfast. Respond to some emails, and I hear this weird, like, and I'm like, what is happening? And Edwin's like sitting there, which, by the way, his new beard that he's dyed jet black is.
Did he dye it? I'm like, wait a minute. I thought it looked really hot when he first had it because I like a little scruff. And then all of a sudden, he looked like a serial killer.
Well, now the problem is the beard has, the first time he dyed it, it was scary at first because he had, like, you could see the line on his face.
He doesn't need to dye it.
Well, this was all fine. But now this second time around, which I love that he does this whenever I'm out of town, he goes and, like, makes a choice that he knows I wouldn't have been cool with. He goes and does it again, but this time his beard is long. Mm-hmm. So it's like long and fluffy and jet black. So as if that's not an issue enough, I hear this weird noise and I'm like, what is happening? And he's like, oh, I read a study that as long as you're listening to Baroque music that blah 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 per beats a minute, that it increases happiness and work and blah. And I go, you know what increases in me? Rage.
He sounds so much like Eddie. He would have done the same thing.
And also, you know what? Many studies, that tells me nothing. How many is many?
How many is many? Is it 10 people and out of 10 people agreed? Well, Eddie listens to that, you know, like motivational stuff in his car and constantly. And God bless him. But it drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's between that and podcasts at 3x, like he listens to them super fast. It's like, how do you reach out?
Oh, Eddie doesn't do that, but that's a good idea. That's really good. And now they're big egos because their first podcast did so well.
I know.
And then the group chat, they're asking how many downloads, how many numbers, how many. I'm like, we've never asked that.
Listen, If I mean, I do ask that, but I ask
once in a while
on the private text.
Yes.
I don't go asking on the group text. And then once they were given their numbers, which we give credit when credit is due.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good numbers. But then Edwin's like, well, how do Teddy and Tamara do? I'm like, you couldn't just leave it?
Wait. It's not a competition, guys.
Listen, you will never
ever reach our numbers. Just know that. It's never going to happen. We will start doing it with our tops off if we have to.
Just know that. Yep. Know that we are wanting you to succeed. But if you ever beat
us. Pass us up. Yes. Game on.
It will be naked pods with Teddy and Tamara, and we're going to be tan.
Teddy and Tamara's titties. It's going to be the three T's.
And we are now available.
Twats and tits. Twats and tits.
And we're now available to watch on YouTube.
For all our twatty fans. So just sit down, boys. Just
take a couple seats. And yeah, I was proud of them. He made me listen. I was like, I only got mad at you 7 times. Like when he said the line, Teddy asked, do you know who my dad is? That is not how it went down.
And I had to give you shit about that. Who's your daddy?
I mean, it's just so bad. But he wasn't exaggerating when he said that the first time he met my dad was at a McDonald's with the bodyguards. Bodyguard saying to Edwin, you do anything to hurt my daughter, they'll kill you.
That's reassuring. That's
nothing. And you know what? Nothing shows respect like a McDonald's parking lot. Oh, what about Edwin saying, Teddy gets mad when I call her wife material. No guys end up with the hot chick.
But then he saved himself and said, my beautiful wife. I mean, it's just too much. It's hilarious. It's funny. And I don't know if Edwin did this, but Eddie was in his office going, and he was practicing before the podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the Ed. So I'm like, oh, you're going to be the Teddy. Oh, okay. I don't even know who the Teddy was that does the intro, but he keeps, he's in Big Bear right now, taking care of some stuff at the house.
Taking notes for the pod.
Yeah. And he's like, have you listened yet? And I said, babe, I have not had a chance to listen between filming and then doing the reunion for Traders and just life in general. I haven't had, but I will. He's like, okay, no pressure. Just asking. I'm like, wait, you want one more listener? Is that what it is?
I was like, listen, I listened, and now I need you to go back and listen to the last 342 podcasts that me and Tamara have done.
Yes. Yes. I would love for that.
Because if you want undying support, give it back and give us a click.
Yes. And Caden is really stroking Eddie's ego. He is sending all these positive reviews.
Oh my gosh. And I don't know if Matt's doing that to Edwin, but I really hope not.
Yeah. And I'm like, you just need to stop it, Caden. You need to stop it.
Listen,
his head's going to be too big. He won't be able to get through the door.
I actually have severe anxiety about the first pod that they do under the influence of alcohol. Because what could possibly come out of their mouths? Like, you think that me and Tamara don't have a filter? These two?
Well, the good thing is they don't drink very often.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So we have some time. I mean, who knows? But I am proud of the Eds. They had a really good first pod. They didn't disappoint. We don't have to fire them.
Nope. Don't have to fire them.
How should we fire them? If we need to, should we actually tell them?
I think we just give them a pink slip.
They should spend more time with their family.
Should we
tell them?
We'll do it like Bravo does.
Oh yeah. Daily Mail. Just put it on the Daily Mail.
Well, we can do it that way through the press, or we can just say, hey, I just want to let you know that iHeart has chosen to go in a different direction and you're out.
You are amazing, but just not exactly
what we're looking for.
We're looking for this season. You're welcome to share however you'd like that you decided to walk away.
But all joking aside, guys, the Ed's podcast is killing it right now. They're doing an amazing job. People love how raw they are. They're talking about their upbringing. They had a similar upbringing. It's really, from what I hear, I haven't actually listened to myself because I haven't had time, but I hear it's good shit.
It's all the rage. I did a little Q&A on the Instagrams this morning. First question, where can you watch us on YouTube? You can't. We're not on YouTube. You have to listen.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to listen. Oh, this one, I don't know, actually know the answer to this. Do we think that there will be another Ultimate Girls Trip?
I'm going to say no. I think they got a lot on their plate right now with what has happened to the last two. And I mean, even season two, there's lawsuits coming out. And then now, you know, Morocco with everything that's going on there. I don't know.
This one is from Nathan. He wants to know what our thoughts are on a housewife crossover. Do they need to stir the pot or just appear?
What do you mean? How,
like Cynthia going on Beverly Hills.
So like if you were saying, like if you came on to Orange County, do you need to stir the pot or are you just there for
to appear, you know, and to be appear? Yeah. What do you think? What are your thoughts on when a housewife?
Well, I think it all really matters. Like if I'm going over to Beverly Hills and I don't have any conflict with anybody over there, I'm just there to have a good time.
Right.
But, you know, if I go over there and I hear that Dorit has been talking mad shit about me and I have a bone to pick with her, that bone's going to be picked.
Yeah.
So it just, I think it depends on the situation. Now, Cynthia's been the floating housewife going around everywhere and she doesn't get into drama, but everybody loves seeing her.
Know what I thought was pretty cool? I wanted to give a little shout out to Cynthia. She was on Watch What Happens Live last night. First seat next to Andy, and they showed a clip from her upcoming show on Stars that's on Fridays. And when they showed the clip, it's called BMF, Black Mafia Family. And when Andy showed the clip, you could see Andy get emotional. He was like beaming with pride. And then Cynthia got emotional, and it just like all of it. And essentially what they talked about is how housewives can be a platform to grow into whatever it is that you ultimately want to do. I mean, so I guess in my case, it's to be a shit-talking podcaster. But in her case, it's to be on a great television show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give her flowers. Congratulations, Cynthia.
Yeah, no, that's great. Okay, so this is not housewife related, but I watched the Wendy Williams documentary, the first three episodes. I don't know how many episodes there is.
I don't know if there's going to be more episodes. Like, the whole thing is sad.
It's sad, but I'm not mad that it's on the air. I think that it makes people, you know, sympathize with her and understand what's going on, because so much, you know, she's got a medical issue. I haven't seen all of it yet, so I don't know how bad it gets.
Well, at the end of the part that I saw, her son allegedly claimed that her dementia, mm-hmm, is alcohol related.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So it's all of it. I don't know. I just think when I'm sitting there, and now the person that was the publicist on the show.
Well, so far where I'm at, I'm not too fond of that publicist.
Well, she's no longer the publicist. And she's like, we had no idea what this was going to become. How? You work with this person.
Yeah. You took her and went to another state without her people knowing.
You went to the same vape store 62 times, like, mm-hmm, on camera, trying to find a certain, like, it just all of it. I truly did not think it's going to make, because she also is quite.
It's sad.
And all of it made me sad because she's very talented.
I've never heard of alcohol induced dementia. I've never.
I don't know anything about,
yeah.
I don't even know enough about dementia. I also don't know enough about, I think it's called Graves' disease, which she says that she used to like get a lot of heat because her like eyes open.
And also thyroid, it's a thyroid issue, but it's really sad. It's, you know, it just, but I do feel like it just warms everybody's heart for her. I've seen so much support for her on social media. It's
I think support, because why would people let you do this?
Yeah, I don't know who was behind this. I don't know.
Like, you have to have people in your corner that are willing.
She'll say it. All she wants to do is be on TV. That's all she. And she even talks about doing a podcast. Like, she's an icon. So she wants to be on TV.
Yeah.
That's all she wants in life, is to be on TV and to be recognized and to be famous. And she
like to be on TV too. But I would hope that I had somebody, if I was in that capacity,
yeah,
there would be somebody that could reel me in and say, this
kind of, yeah, you guys, we don't spoil it, but it's interesting and sad all at the same time.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Well, let's talk about who's not okay.
We don't know, but you go ahead and take this first one.
Oh, sure. Make me take it. So allegedly, Paul Kemsley lays low in London to avoid IRS tax debt of $1 million. According to Bitcha Bravo's Instagram post, the couple owe over $1 million to the IRS in California for failing to pay their taxes. Yet PK is spending $250,000 allegedly at a nightclub for basically bottle service. He's also facing allegations of insurance fraud after he allegedly staged home robberies without his wife Dorit knowing for a quick insurance payout. Is that true? Is this just somebody making up shit?
I just can't believe this to be true. I hope with my whole, no matter what I have said about Dorit these past couple weeks with what happened with Kyle, I never would wish this on any human being ever. I hope that this isn't the case. I mean, because then the next article is also involving PK.
Yeah.
PK steps out without his wedding ring after Dorit questions their marriage. PK was photographed with Sadie Turner in LA. Well, so they're saying he's hiding out in London, but here he is in LA grabbing a bite with Sadie Turner. I know Sadie Turner, and I do not think that those two are a couple.
I don't know who Sadie Turner is.
I think she's like their manager slash assistant, but like she's like part of the family.
Oh, okay.
Like I have met her dozens of times. She travels with them. She takes care of them. So, yeah. Like,
okay.
I do not think they're, I don't think they're blowing the lid off.
She's like my Caden. So, I mean, I get you can't get away from IRS debt, and that's a lot of that's public. All that information is public. But to say, I've never heard anything about insurance fraud. I mean, if there was a lawsuit out there, it would be everywhere.
I feel like it would be everywhere too.
Yeah, I feel like somebody's grasping at straws for this one.
But I can give everybody a pro tip on something to do with taxes, even though
Pay him.
Not just pay him. But so what my person that helps me advise me with my money has me do is anytime I make a significant amount of money, I immediately prepay a percentage for taxes. Because what happens to so many people, and if you're listening and you're becoming an entrepreneur, you're doing these things, is you think you have all this money, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it's the end of the year and you have to pay these big taxes and you don't realize it, especially if you live in California.
For me personally, I don't pay quarterly taxes. like that. I do it at the end of the year, but I save my money.
Yeah. So yeah. It's, you know, you got to do one or the other. I spend a good amount, obviously, with the horses and all that kind of stuff, but I make sure that I am able to pay out my taxes in advance. Yeah. So I'm never,
that's good.
That place.
That's being very organized, either that or save your money. But the next one, the rumor is Teresa Giudice joins House of Villains for season 2. Now this is just a rumor. Also rumored to be joining the cast is Larsa Pippen.
And Candy Muse from Drag Race apparently leaked the cast. That's what we're hearing.
Oh, okay. Is there anybody else that has been leaking who the cast is?
I don't know, but I'm bummed because I wanted to believe that it was going to be Monica.
I thought that it was Monica.
Myself.
Yeah, I thought it was Monica was included in that as well. But I think that filming is now underway and we've seen Monica on her social media.
Well, I can say this. So somebody that works with my husband was in LA and was at a hotel and saw Teresa's husband at the hotel. So my guess is because House of Villains films in LA, that's why he's out here.
Yeah.
That's just my guess. I have
guess. Well, I know there's another housewife, but I can't say the name.
Oh, you know there's another housewife.
I do.
Not Larsa, not Teresa.
I can't say any names. So you can go through 150 housewives, try to figure out who it is.
I can't. I'm still haven't figured out who Keith
I know who it isn't.
Surgeon boyfriend is.
I know who it isn't. It's me. Isn't me.
It's not us. It ain't us, kid.
It's not me and not you. Yeah.
I actually don't think.
And
as
I
much
seriously
as I
doubt it's Bethany Frankel.
Oh, God.
Although
gosh.
She would do a great. She'd do great.
I love that you just transitioned us right into our next headline. This is on page 6. Bethany Frankel is canceling her controversial. I love that she called her own podcast controversial. Her
She's
controversial Rewives podcast. It's the worst version of a toxic dumpster fire. Bethany announced on her Just Be podcast that she has decided to end her controversial Rewives podcast because it goes against her morals. Frankel's decision to launch a podcast recapping Housewives episodes was questioned by many because she had spoken so poorly about the franchise. It got dirtier, then it got toxic, and now it's the worst version of a toxic dumpster fire, and I don't want to be associated with that in any way. Bethany claimed the franchise has turned into a medium to tear women down rather than build them up, which is not something she wants to show her daughter. I want to work on shows and projects that my daughter would be proud of. They're a good role model for that are examples for her and other women. This is what I just really want to understand. Does she really think the beginning when she was on New York, that was the show to lift people up?
That's what cracks me up. She was the one that single-handedly would take a woman down. And now all of a sudden she's not on the show anymore. And now it's like woman empowerment.
And I'm fine with saying I don't want my daughter to.
Yeah.
Like it's fine to say, listen, I realized I was a certain way and I want to change that about myself. That
did she say that?
But she didn't. That's what I would stand by. If she said, listen, after I got off the show, I've looked back and I've realized a lot of the things that I did wrong and I don't want to keep doing them.
Yeah.
We shall see. Then the Real Housewives of Dubai teases new beginnings and a must-see first look at season 2. Season 2 of the Real Housewives of Dubai premieres Sunday, June 2nd. Whoa,
We have a while. That's why I'm like, why are they announcing it months before it even airs? Usually
probably because
like
the girls keep announcing it. So they just want to put a pin on it and actually say when it happens. Well, Stanberry, Brooks, Lisa, Sarah, and Chanel are all back for season 2. Additionally, they'll be joined by new housewife, Talene Marie. So we're going to have to, Talene is a talented musician who previously lived in LA, then relocated to Dubai to be with her husband. She's close friends with Caroline Brooks. A sneak peek shows the Dubai ladies back in action. Lisa ensuing the warning not to steal her best friend. Sarah announcing in a confessional interview, follow me or you're against me. And Brooks sternly noting that someone is disrespecting her friend. Ayana is shown saying, all you girls, you're all queens to me, before later blowing her nose. And what Stanberry points out is Valentino.
Valentino.
So we'll see. I feel like this is a heated group of women. What I hope doesn't happen, because this is what happened a little bit at BravoCon, is that they come in too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like too much. And then you're like, ugh, what, this doesn't feel natural.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm excited to see it.
Let's take a little break and then we'll come back and start in on Potomac.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
We are back to recap an episode of Potomac.
Four more to go. Have they shot the reunion already?
Yes,
they have.
We saw their looks. Remember, we've got Mia on one side and Karen on the other.
I don't think I saw that. There was a lot of reunions lately, so it's been confusing.
But I love Robin. I know that is not everyone's opinion, but
yeah, I love her.
I saw her family fun day. I'm confused why they would let her plan a trip, because let's talk about some things I don't want to do. I don't want to play tennis in 100 degree heat with probably who knows what.
Or golf at night.
I don't want to golf at night. I don't want to go on an excursion and then eat and then have to play tennis. I also need more instructions when somebody says Havana Nights outfits, because every single one of them looked completely absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that's what I was trying to think of. Like, huh, what is Havana Nights then? You have one in gold lamé.
One in my BravoCon dress, but gold.
Yeah.
You have Ashley, who I'm between that and all the TikToks and the I worry that the writing is on the wall with Ashley when they showed her montage of birthdays that she's had on the show. I was like, are they closing us out?
Are they sending you out?
Especially even when she was on.
I'm sorry, Ashley. Bravo has decided to go in a different direction.
But essentially, Mia calls Ashley a gold digger. I'm like, of all the people to call Ashley a gold digger.
But then she asked her, did you marry him for money? Did you marry Gordon for money? She goes, Maybe.
I mean, I think Candace put it best last night on Watch What Happens Live. Like, yeah, Mia is, I think she called her Mia Be Lying.
Mia Be Lying. Oh, that's a good one. Mia Be Lying.
But
I want to know about this trust fund she had.
Or inheritance or whatever. Inheritance,
whatever it is. I want to know. But where's the money?
At first, Ashley seemed pretty At first, Ashley seemed pretty steadfast with no, we both pay for the kids. We do this, we do that. And then once they got to the confessional and she starts talking, pretty much she changed what she was.
Ashley Be Lying right there. Now let's talk about, do you think Giselle is making this thing with her daughter a bigger deal than it needs to be?
Well, no, is Robin Giselle's attorney? Because, I mean, Giselle was mute and Robin was the one with the problem.
Yeah, but do you think they're making it? Do you think that they really made those faces? Like, was it like horrible? Or are they just like, oh God, here she goes. Like, she's talking. I hate her.
I don't know.
Why does she have to talk?
Well, they did the flashback also of Wendy making that similar face when Giselle was walking up with her daughter, what seasons past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if just Wendy is like the most unapproachable, like makes my resting bitch face seem casual. Like she just never looks like, there's never like that warm, welcoming face.
No, no.
Like it's like always like.
The RBF. Yep. She's got, yeah, the RBF. It's just. It's constant. Like she smelled shit.
Yeah. Like she smelled Tamara's shit after.
Yeah. My shit doesn't
pre-workout. That's actually a lie. Tamara be lying.
Tamara be lying.
Tamara be
lying. Smells like roses.
But I don't know. I really don't know. But Wendy says she doesn't speak on Giselle's daughter. They say it has nothing to do with children. All of it. I just feel like they all hate each other. Like, who likes it? I mean, it's. Even seeing when Karen brings up Robin and Candace and like the elephant in the room, and then Karen, why does Karen think she's hosting the reunion and she's Andy Cohen?
Well, I think Karen thinks she owns the show.
Like I know she's trying to move story, but
like she thinks this is her show.
Yeah, but like
just her show.
Just her show, but then you have to actually bring some drama. And I'm sorry, the drama isn't that you hired a personal trainer that's not a personal trainer that allegedly that you still haven't even worked out with.
Here's the thing I will say, any athlete, anybody that is an athlete like that guy was, he knows just as much as a personal trainer. Your body is your moneymaker.
Here's the main point though.
I want him as my personal trainer.
I'm fine with that. But here's my point. She hasn't even worked out with him yet. This is clear.
I'm weight training.
I haven't worked out yet.
Bring it over here, Karen. I'll weight train with you.
No, Karen found out that Vernon and Ashley were having communications, and that's why she brought up Vernon, and that's why all of a sudden he's potentially going to be calculated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I thought Ashley handled it well. She was funny about it. And now, of course, all the women are going to say, oh, he's not
even
in Ashley.
Do you ever think we're going to see Ashley dating?
No, not as long as she's married to Michael.
Yeah.
Because you could tell when Ashley was FaceTiming with her kids and then they were all fine. You could hear Michael in the background. And then she goes, I'm filming a little right now. And then he like turned off.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be on camera.
And said if his name is brought up on that show, not or like his face or whatever.
Well, of course, Bravo can't show anybody's face that haven't signed a release.
A waiver. It's a like waiver. Lenny.
Yeah. So if he's not showing, they can't show it legally. And he knows that. So I don't know why he's like, okay, take me off.
Yeah. But I do think they probably still have some sort of, if I were to be someone who makes guesses.
Yeah.
My guess is they still have some sort of open relationship that they parent together. But I do really like her. I just don't really know 100% what's going on. But then we get into Robin tells Candace that what she wrote is defamation. Candace says it's not because she was speaking about her feelings. These are the tweets that Candace wrote about Robin. And while we reserve the right to be judicious about what we share, there's a special brand of audacity attached to individuals who will knowingly bury the lead in exchange for damning and salacious lies that stand to cause irreparable harm to innocent people. Why be open or genuine or authentic when the least of us can rob our viewers of the truth and continually be rewarded for it?
Can you dumb that down?
Essentially, Candace is saying she's 100% authentic on the show. The fact that Robin didn't out her own husband doing the things that he did means that she isn't, you know.
Well, Candace says that Robin is such a victim and has taken on the victim mentality. Do you agree?
No. I think Robin, I don't think Robin's taken on a victim mentality. I think Robin knows what the marriage she's in. And I think Robin's just
surviving. She's just trying to survive at this point.
I think Robin probably loves Juan. I think that they have been together. I think oftentimes when you have been together that long, you start to think things are okay and you become okay with them. And maybe they do enjoy each other's company sometime. We just don't see that sometimes. Yeah.
Do you think Candace defamed Robin?
I think that Candace overdid what she needed to do in this. Like, everybody was already revved up about that. I don't really know, but I don't think it was defamation.
No, there's only like five things for defamation.
I'm kind of sick of it. Like, Candace, Robin, all of it. I feel like Robin really is just trying to move through it.
You think a big shakeup's coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and the girl that they tried to bring in.
Well, she was so sick. I felt like
she's no longer sick this episode.
Yeah, but I know.
I mean, next week, though, is going to look a little intense. We've got hand pounding on the ground. We've got Mia's Jacqueline coming back. Like, I feel like next week they knew, like, we have four episodes left and we got to do something. What about Giselle and Karen when they sit by the hot tub for a little chat? This is number four.
I know, I don't remember that.
Okay, Giselle and Karen sit by the hot tub. Giselle brings up why she said no to Karen's trip. Giselle feels like when Karen is with Wendy and Candace, she is a different person. Karen says Giselle has a problem with her friends and they end up hugging it out. Karen says Giselle has nothing going for her and that's why she has to take jabs. Like, she's so dumb she couldn't get handing off my title right. I think what Giselle is saying here is fact. Like, listen, you're saying we're cool, but behind my back, I don't think we're cool. And Karen's like, what are you talking about? And then they pan to all the times that Karen's talked about Giselle.
I hate those flashbacks. it's just like, they can sway the audience and the viewers by believing something, by showing, have we ever been an asshole? Yeah, I've been an asshole to you. And then
but
they're going to
it wasn't like she was an asshole 6 years ago. It was 6 minutes prior.
Have you ever been accused of acting different when around certain people?
I think I'm always an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't really. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Like, I mean, I think maybe I've been accused of being nice a time or two, but.
Yeah. I like Karen. I'm not the problem. You have a problem with my friends. Handle it. I'm busy.
I can't.
You can't with Karen.
But Giselle definitely tried to make the new girl make fun of Karen. It didn't go great. Then we get back into the personal trainer story. And I'm starting to think, Robin, I don't think Karen's choice of personal trainers is any weirder than somebody paying for somebody else's hotel room. What I do think is weird is that she hasn't actually worked out with this personal trainer and we're talking about him to this extent.
No, she's a seasoned housewife. She knows, like you said, she knows that Ashley has been talking to him. So she's going to bring it up on camera to get that conversation going. And then you see Ashley get all flustered and say she knows him. And then the girls want to know how. And she knew what she was doing. She's probably never going to work out this guy.
Yeah, no.
Choose four to keep for the next season.
Okay, so our options are Giselle, Karen, Robin, Ashley, Candace, Wendy, Mia, and NECA. You go first. I feel like we're going to have different answers.
Okay. Giselle, Karen, Mia, NECA.
No. I would, wait, but
I like Candace too. It's tough.
I think
Candace. Candace has got to be in there. Maybe Candace more than NECA. I don't know.
I think Candace will be fine without Wendy.
You think Candace will be fine without, of course.
I think Candace is
now. But I don't
now,
group them together.
Well, I do right now because they're both always kind of the ones that are retreating from the situations.
I think both of them could possibly.
Well, what about, do you think that we're going to see NECA another season?
I do. I really like NECA. I think now thinking about Mia, Candace, Karen, and NECA.
I like Robin. I like Robin.
I don't know, but then you have Wendy and Candace were just on Kelly Clarkson with Andy.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. It's confusing. It's confusing.
I don't need anybody to go or not go. To me, I just need.
But like, I do feel like sometimes two housewives need to be separated.
Yeah.
And they can be a totally different person.
Right. But sometimes that doesn't work. Everybody kept saying, we need Lisa Rinna and Erica separated. We need them separated. Now everybody's going, we need Lisa Rinna back. We need Lisa Rinna back. So
I never really thought that. I thought they were great together.
I always thought they were great. But if you look at the world of.
Yeah. Historically speaking, everybody.
I mean, it's a good thing nobody's ever said that about any of the people we've been friends with.
Yeah. Never. I think people are, there's a petition to separate the two of us and to diminish this podcast. I think that I read that.
Formed by former members of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes. Yes.
There was
talk to separate the Trace and Mia's, and guess what happened? Shannon kept her job and me and Vicky got fired. So how'd that work out for them?
Oh, I thought you meant the Trace Amigas tour and I got very confused.
No. I'm talking about just Trace Amigas general, you know, when the year I got fired, like people were saying we needed to be separated and they kept the wrong Amiga. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Oh, was that your inner voice talking?
That was my inner voice. I don't know.
Humble voice talking?
That was my asshole talking is what it was. It was my asshole talking.
Your non-stinky asshole, Tamara be lying.
She be lying.
Yeah.
Well, and another great sport, skeet shooting, something that is not on my list. It's right up there with tennis and cosmic golf or whatever they did.
Did you just remember that it was called cosmic golf?
I don't know. I just know like they do those nighttime bowling stuff and glow in the dark. I don't know.
I would be happy to nighttime bowl. That's an inside activity in the 90 degree weather.
Okay. Well, then next time we hang out, we'll go cosmic bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah.
Great. That could be our next business.
And
venture.
You can have bowling alley champagne.
And then a really lovely hangover the next day.
Lovely hangover. Yeah.
I love a brute from a bowling alley.
Be joyful.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. But the skeet shooting, I mean, just all of it's a big mess. We talk about the rest, about the gold digger stuff. The only other thing that I'm confused about in regards to Mia is she says, I'm not getting divorced. But now we know she's already engaged to somebody else.
I know. Well, she had said, I don't know. Sometimes this woman just contradicts herself. But she had said that she wanted to get a divorce or she thought about getting divorced. And now she's saying she's not getting divorced. And now we see that she is getting divorced. So I don't know. I don't think she knew what she was doing at the time.
Mia be lying.
You be lying. You've been called out.
Yeah. Well, but we love Mia. Mia is the show at this point.
Mia is most valuable player right now to me.
Not in tennis when she comes down in the heels and Karen or whomever it was says, where are your sneakers? And she goes, oh, honey, they're at home.
They're at home.
Thanks, guys, for tuning into this week's episode of Twats. That's really all we have to say. But I think Mia calling Ashley a gold digger, for lack of a better word, is rich.
Yeah. Not every show can be perfect every season.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.